11th Mishnah, Tanu shel Evin v'shel Mateches Tohar. A Tanu is naturally made out of pottery or stone. If it's made out of mamasha stone, then stone is not makabel tumah. So if it's made only out of stone, then it's not makabel tumah. Then it does not cement, not cemented together. And if it's made out of metal, then it doesn't have the tumah of klicheres, that's matama from the avir, by suspending something in its ear space. If you touch it, it will be tummy. Tummy shem klimatris, if you touch it, you become tummy. Nikev nibkab nistak, if it got a hole in it, got damaged or got cracked. Also, loit fela, and he put some cement around it. Oh, moisif sheltit, or added something. And the height made out of cement, then it's tummy. Since it's usable the way it is now, that all becomes part of the tana. Kamiya benekev, what type of hole renders it not usable? Kidei shiyetze boy ha'o. It's a hole that the fire will come out of it. Yeah, that. Yeah, we're talking about specifically over here when you have this tanner made out of metal and you want to transform it into a tanner that's made out of cheres. So if the metal isn't intact, then even if you put cheres on the outside, it won't transform it to being mateches. But if the metal part got a hole in it and now it needs to be sealed by the cheres which is around it, then we say the ikar is the cheres. Kira shel even v'chein b'kira. A kira, which is not a tanner, it's a slightly different structure. There's room for two pots. Has the same halacha. Kira shel even shel mateches tahira. It's made out of stone. It's completely tar. If it's made out of metal, it doesn't have the din of a klicheres. That's matame by tumi suspended the aviv. It's a meyam yishum klimatches. It's true. We treat it like a metal kli, which if you touch it, you'll become tummy. Nikva nistakova also about it putim. So may have also got a hole in it, and now the hole wasn't usable the way it was, and then he stopped at the holes with these things called putim. Yeah. There's different perushim what putim is. It's either the legs of the, there's a hole on the bottom, you put a legs on the bottom which stopped up the holes. It's one shot of the Rav. So then it's Tameya, then it gets a standard a din of a klicheres. Yeah, because it's usable only because of its tziruf of the cheres, the pottery. It has a pottery in it. Mircha betit. If you add it, you smeared cement on it from the inside to the outside, the cement itself is not considered part of the kli because the tana was made with this cement insulation, not the kira. If it was insulated with cement on the inside, then we look at that being the ikira kli, and therefore it's makabel tumah. But if the metal is on the inside and the cement is on the outside, that's just some type of coating which is not considered a kli, and it's, that chelik is not makabel tumah.